Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
If dog people made dog food, it wouldn't be sold in a 50-pound bag in the hardware aisle by the shoe polish. It would actually be food. It would be made with real, fresh meat and veggies gently cooked to preserve their nutritional value. You know, like food. The Farmer's Dog was created by dog people who cook and deliver fresh, healthy food. Try the Farmer's Dog and get fresh, pre-portioned meals tailored to your dog's needs. Tell us about your dog, build your plan, and get 50% off at thefarmersdog.com/listen. That's thefarmersdog.com/listen.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Sarah Kustak. I'm the NBA analyst for the Yes Network, and I'm hosting a new podcast called NBA Flashback. NBA Flashback takes you back to the best moments in NBA history through exclusive archival audio from the NBA Vault.
Curry, way downtown, bang, bang!
And each week, we'll have new interviews with the legends who were actually on the court. Check out NBA Flashback on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation. I am your host, Rashawn McDonald. It is time to start reading other people's success stories. You hear me say that every week and start writing your own. I always tell people to talk about gifts, talk about passion. Well, lead with your gifts. And don't let your age, friends, family, or coworkers stop you from planning or living your dreams. My interviews I provide to you, being a consumer or employed by somebody or a business owner, I give you access to celebrities, CEOs, entrepreneurs, and what I like to call industry decision makers. My next guest is Dr. Tabitha Carr, ND. She's the leading authority in the field of women's health and wellness. She's the founder of the vegan-based Good Girl Chocolate, a best-selling author after high school. Let's talk about all this. And continue to battle high blood pressure and blood. We all know about in the Black community or the minority community, high blood pressure is always out there. And sugar imbalances. Dr. Tabitha decided not only to focus on her diet and desire to contribute positive energy to the community, but through studies with the focus on women's health and wellness, she created Good Girl Chocolate to thrive at the intersection of science, simplicity, and flavor. Good Girl Chocolate has been featured in the Grammys Gift Giving Suite and in select Oscar nominee gift bags, and was a 2020 grant recipient of Beyonce's Be Good Foundation. Our interview is about following your dreams that leads to a healthy lifestyle and becoming a leading authority in the field of women's health and fitness. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation for the very first time. I feel like I've known her because we've had some technical glitches. Dr. Tabitha Carr, ND. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. I am fantastic. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. You know, I've eaten some of your chocolate. So I was kind of like, you know, one thing I've learned now, when you eat something that good, you shouldn't like immediately go into introducing someone. So in between certain sentences, I was just getting that nice taste was just rushing through my mouth. And so I want to apologize to anybody going, Rashad doesn't sound like he normally sounds when he introduces people. Well, I was enjoying Good Girl Chocolate. That was all in my mouth. It was all in my system. And I'm having a good time. I apologize. I apologize to everybody who's watching and to everybody who's listening. I have succumbed to Good Girl Chocolate. And that's a good thing, by the way.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Hey, you're not the first one. Mm-hmm. And you are not the first one to taste Good Girl Chocolate and absolutely loved it. I'm thrilled that you like it.
Well, I am. Thank you for sending me something. This is another packaging that she sent me, but I was dining on this because the whole brownie batter and this is the sweetest item that you make right here, correct?
It is. It is. I started out making 70% dark chocolate, and that's not your average grocery store dark chocolate, because folks can claim dark chocolate and have 60% sugar in it. Mm-hmm. So I have real 70% dark chocolate. And what I found is some people like a semi-sweet, some people like a really sweet. So I go from 70% all the way down to 34% cacao, so I can bless everyone's palate.
Absolutely. You know, the whole thing about it, when you put the word vegan in front of anything, people tend to run off or tend to think it doesn't taste the same or it's not going to taste as good. And right now, this is vegan-based, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Talk mm-hmm. about being able to deliver something I'm eating right now that tastes so very good, but also overcoming the stigma that if you go vegan, it will not taste as good.
Here's the thing. I have been on a different diet like every single day of my life. I was 16 when I was put on my very first blood pressure pill, and I was a woman size 20-22. Mm-hmm. So I've been on the keto diet, the cabbage soup diet, raw plant-based pescatarian, everything you can think of. So I actually wanted to create a chocolate that would basically fit into everyone's healthy lifestyle. So what it actually is a plant-based chocolate that supports all healthy lifestyles. You can be vegan, you can be paleo, you can be Whole30, it's soy-free, it's gluten-free for those who can't tolerate gluten or celiacs, it's soy-free, it's non-GMO, it's made with organic ingredients, it's single origin, fair trade, and it's bean to bar. So this is about really spreading this to everyone, not right. just vegans.
Well, the thing about it is that, I'm going to be honest with you, you know, when I talk about it, I'm a meat eater. I'm a guy who goes out there. I have fallen in with products like Beyond Meat. I enjoy my Beyond Meat burger. Now they've got Beyond Meat chicken, so I'm excited about trying that out. But then we talk about vegan and you talk about vegetarian. So, you know, I really want to get a clarification because I ran into a friend of mine and she went over to JR's Barbecue and she said, well, I'm a vegetarian. So what is the difference between a vegan and a vegetarian? Or is there a difference?
There is a difference. And I first want to start out by saying I identify with being plant-based. So a vegan is truly a person who supports animals. I mean, it's a movement. So they don't eat anything as it relates to animal products. They don't wear anything as it relates to animal products. They are true animal activists. Okay. They don't even consume honey. Because it's produced from bees, which I don't use honey in my product as well, because I want to make sure it still supports that vegan lifestyle. A vegetarian is a non-meat eater. However, they do consume things like cheese. They do consume things like eggs. But vegans will not consume dairy. They will not consume eggs. So there is a difference. And then there's a pescatarian, and they eat fish. So there's so many out there. But the good thing about Good Girl Chocolate is whichever one you fall in, whichever bucket you fall in, you can enjoy good girl chocolate because it's 100% free of any animal products.
It's finally here, the season of celebration. And no matter how you celebrate with family and friends, whether you're preparing for Reyes Magos or Karamu, lighting the menorah, or going to midnight mass, Kohl's has just what you need to make those traditions special. Plus, you'll find gifts for all your loved ones. Send warm wishes with cozy fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. Or treat them to everyone's favorite activewear from top brands like Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide committed to the health and well-being of our communities. No matter how you celebrate, when you shop at Kohl's, you're right where you belong. So this season, give with all your heart with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Well, you know, interesting thing about your brand, you know, I know we're talking about the Good Girl Chocolate brand right now, but you as a person have always been about uplifting individuals, especially empowering female. You did a book, I believe in 2017, with my girl, Kim Cole, actress, fame of Living Single, about Open Your Gifts, G-I-F-T-S, 22 Lessons on Finding and Embracing Your Personal Power. We find so much, that is so much in the forefront of conversation, right? Personal power, leading with your gifts, leading with your passions. What is the book about? Why did you feel the need to do a book? And then you did a book with a very, very funny actress named Kim Coles. So I want to know the basis of your whole structure of empowering people. Why is it so important to empower? Because like you said, at the age of 16, you on blood pressure pills. So right there, that means that you are at a point in your life where you need to be empowered, both physically, mentally. There had to be an understanding that it was all right. You were beautiful as you are. Nobody needed to tell you how you look to be special and things like that. So talk about the whole empowerment and embracing your personal power.
I tell you what, this is actually the book right here. I don't know if you can see it, but
I can see it, girl. Mm-hmm.
And it was so important. And Kim is a dear, dear friend of mine. And it was so important to write this chapter because I know there are women out there that are going through the same things that I went through. And the name of my chapter is about triumph. And the name of the chapter is, Are You Ready to Free Yourself? And let me just read you the first sentence. It says, I'm free. I'm finally free. That's two sentences, actually. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to free yourself and triumph from weight challenges, from hormone challenges, from fibroids, from cysts, from lack of energy, from blood pressure challenges, from blood sugar challenges? These are all the things that affected me. I remember that day when I was at the doctor's office and she said that she was putting me on a blood pressure pill. And I asked her, okay, why? You know, why do I have to take medicine? I'm 16.
Right.
And she said, so you don't have a stroke at the age of 30. And you know, when I look back, you know, I come from the South, and we come from, you know, a family of just rich cooking, rich foods. You know, we cook with fatback and pork and bacon and things like that. And when I look back, there was an opportunity there to figure out, why was a 16-year-old having blood pressure problems? Mm-hmm. You know, it couldn't be clogged arteries. You know, I wasn't old enough. Mm-hmm. But because things did not change, by the time I was 30, I was on 3 different blood pressure pills. And when you are a large child, when you're getting teased about your weight, being almost 300 pounds, being on blood pressure pills, that affects you. And that just carries on into your adulthood. So the self-doubt, the lack of confidence, all of that carried on into my adulthood. I majored in pre-med. I ended up getting a master's in health administration, but I did not go into the medical field because I felt like a hypocrite. Mm-hmm. I felt like someone, you know, I can't tell anyone how to eat and how to live. And here I am, 300 pounds. So right. I actually ended up working for a technology company for 11 years before I really started having panic attacks and hormone problems. And it was the hormone problems and being on a cycle for 3 months that really, really made me realize and say, okay, enough is enough. I have got to deal with this because I want kids. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother, my mother, my aunt, I had cousins, all have hysterectomies before the age of 40.
Wow.
And they had kids, you know? Mm-hmm. And so of course they just followed their doctor's orders and, you know, telling them, okay, we need to have a hysterectomy. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want my options taken away from me.
Absolutely.
And that's why I said, okay, I need to go back to the roots. I need to go back to natural health. Mm-hmm. And within 30 days, because my doctor basically suggested to me surgery or more medication right. to fix my hormone problems. And within 30 days of natural health and researching it myself, I stopped the cycle and I ended up losing over 80 pounds. And that's when I actually went back to school to study naturopathy because there are so many of women in our community suffering from the estrogen dominance, suffering from the fibroids, the cysts, the blood pressure, the blood sugar. And I wanted to let women know through this book that there is hope. There's another way. Now, that doesn't mean that you can 100% get off all of your medication. Fortunately enough, I was able to, but mm-hmm. it took some work.
Right.
It took exercise. I mean, a complete lifestyle change for me.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
So when if somebody says, okay, a complete lifestyle change, and now how do we tie good girl chocolate into that? Because when people hear the word good girl chocolate, they hear sweets. They hear fat. They hear weight gain. All those things. And so that's why I wanted people to hear your story. Because when we go on these journeys and I'm able to do on my show, Money Making Conversation, I like to be able to tie things together and why there is a purpose behind the actual creation of this product. Now, let's talk about the evolution of Good Girl Chocolate from the conversation we just had about your journey of being a 16-year-old, nearly 300 pounds, being bullied, being ostracized, and then your family history with all your relatives near an age of 40, and you also wanted to have a normal life. Talk about that, and then into Good Girl Chocolate. And I think the journey of our conversation would have a certain motivational tone to it, and as well as a product that we all should buy or all consider buying.
Absolutely. So like I said, I have been on a diet every single day of my life, a different diet every year of my life. And one year, over 10 years ago, I decided to go raw. And of course, when you're on a raw diet, you know, you don't eat meat unless you're going to eat it raw. You know, you don't eat cheese and dairy and things right. like that. So it was a truly raw diet. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, you know, I need something sweet to eat, you know, to really wash down all the raw food.
I'm telling you, those raw diets, they are good in theory, but you got to have something to get rid of that taste.
Thank you. Yes, you do. So I started making raw chocolate. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, I would melt down cocoa butter at 112 degrees, because when you dehydrate your food on a raw diet, you have to keep it at that 112 degree temperature. So it still is a raw food. But I would melt down my cocoa butter, you know, mix in my cocoa powders and coconut oils. And I would use organic raw agave and all of this to mix up this chocolate. I bought equipment to mold the chocolate, and it just started from there.
Right.
And I kept this chocolate to myself for years. My mom loved it. And she was like, you know what? You need to spread this chocolate to the world. Let everyone know about this chocolate.
Spread that chocolate love.
Come on now. Okay. Mm-hmm. So back in 2017, I went to the Texas Women's Conference and applied to present in front of QVC. Uh-huh. And the food buyer loved the chocolate. Mm-hmm. And she said it was actually like the best chocolate or plant-based chocolate that she had ever tasted.
Right.
And that was my confirmation that I'm onto something. Mm-hmm. I ended up quitting my technology job and started my own business. And by the time 2018 rolled around, I was online. I had my own packaging and I was selling Good Girl Chocolate, but it's called Good Girl Chocolate because you can eat it every single day and still say you've been good. So it's about clean eating. It doesn't have the hydrogenated oils in it. The sugar that I use is coconut sugar. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have table sugar in it. Mm-hmm. It's free from gluten. It's free from soy. It's single origin. It's fair trade. So the workers are treated equally and we make it ourselves. So it takes 4 days. That brownie batter bar that you're eating, mm-hmm. it takes 4 days to make that chocolate because we actually roast the beans ourselves and we put it into our grinders and we grind the beans. We grind the coconut.
Keep talking,
sugar
girl,
into
while
the
I enjoy
chocolate.
This chocolate. Keep talking, good girl, while I enjoy this chocolate. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
That's right. Mm. And it is the best chocolate ever. And let me tell you, if that one is too sweet for you, then I'll put you in the semi-sweet. I love being able to figure out what people like, from the 70% dark to the 52% dark to the 34% dark, mm-hmm. and just really enjoying chocolate. You know, we have one life to live. And I believe in the 80-20 rule anyway.
Right.
You know, you eat clean 80% of your life, but that 20%, because we have birthdays, we have Christmases, we have Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you, I get down during those days.
Absolutely.
But
now,
chocolate,
I'm gonna tell you this,
Dr.
Tabitha, I just had gallbladder surgery. You know, my gallbladder removed. I'm over 40, of course. That's when you usually the symptoms of having a gallbladder issue. Now, me eating Good Girl Chocolate should be a good thing, right?
So let me tell you this. Mm-hmm. Everything in moderation. And go. As a naturopathic doctor, I do have to tell you, when you do not have a gallbladder, it's harder for you to digest fats. Mm-hmm. And that's why for all of my clients, I recommend a food enzyme mm-hmm. that has lipase in it, because mm-hmm. lipase actually helps you digest fats. Right. But everything, no matter what you're eating, whether it's the Beyond sausage or meat that mm-hmm. we're talking about, you know, eat everything in moderation. Just because it's plant-based doesn't mean that you should be eating a whole wagon full of it. A potato chip is plant-based, but you shouldn't eat the whole a big bag of them, right?
Right, but and that's me. And I'm one of those people, I eat out of control. Like when you said, Rashawn, you can eat this every day. I went, oh, okay. But you need to get the whole story before you start just jumping into the wagon and having a party and destroying all the good things that can happen in your life by misinterpreting what you are trying to say in this interview or what anybody's ever trying to say. It's about moderation. Weight loss is by moderation. Living a comfortable life is moderation. They always tell you, don't overdrink. Don't overparty. Don't ever overdo it. Don't overexercise. Can lead to knee injuries, pulled muscles. You know, people out there, they want to become young in a day by going in the gym and trying to run a mile when they only should be walking a mile instead of running a mile. And so the whole purpose of when I look at the whole platform of what you've done with Good Girl Chocolate is tied to good health and a good healthy lifestyle with moderation and a product that allows you to eat. I'll never use the word healthy to mislead people, but this is naturally sweetened. It is vegan based, and it's free of gluten, dairy, and soy, and it's made without GMOs. That's pretty good to me, doctor.
Thank you. And I want to piggyback on what you just said. Don't use the term healthy. And I don't. I don't say, oh, I have a healthy chocolate. What I do is I say, I have a chocolate that supports this lifestyle that's right. free of the gluten, the soy, you know, the dairy, supporting the vegan, the paleo, and the Whole 30 lifestyle. And it's sweetened with coconut sugar, which right. is a lower glycemic sugar. And while we're at it, we also have sugar-free. One of the things that my diabetics or my ketos told me, they said, hey, you know, Dr. T, we really want something free of sugar. I understand you have the coconut sugar in it, but we want something sugar-free. So we also have a sugar-free chocolate that has xylitol from birch, which is the best of the best when it comes to alternative sweeteners for the diabetic community and for the keto community.
Now, you're based in Oklahoma, and the Good Girl Chocolate is based in Oklahoma. You just opened to a brick and mortar in the Penn Square Mall in Oklahoma. And now, Dr. T, let's talk about some good things that have happened that made you smile. You know, Beyonce, I won't say she came to your rescue, but boy, her brand really came in and put some love on you. It's not really about the amount of money she gave you. It's the brand association. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. It's just, and first of all, that it just felt so good. I didn't receive an email or anything. It was posted on social media who the grant recipients were. And I saw my chocolate. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you that I think I cried. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. I was crying mm-hmm. because it was just so, I felt so much overwhelming joy mm-hmm. from seeing that and knowing that I'm on to something. I'm doing something right. You know, when I was invited to the Grammys gifting suite, you know, they mm-hmm. tasted it first and said, hey, we really don't like healthy chocolate, but your chocolate is awesome. Your energy is great. We right. definitely want you here. Mm-hmm. It's just been confirmation after confirmation. And being the first permanently Black owned business in my local mall. Mm-hmm. Oh man, I'm just full of joy. I'm very, very, very grateful. And I'm just excited. I just celebrated a birthday too this past weekend. We've been open a week. Uh-huh. So it was like the perfect birthday gift to me.
Well, let's go and talk about, you know, being the first of anything is tied to pressure, because you can't be the first to close. You know, you're the first to overcome. So that means that you have to endure, you know, internal mental, sometimes depression. You have to deal with being in an environment that people can surround you with positive people. And also surround yourself with people who understand your dream. Talk about your network of people who support you and also who have enabled you to get to where you are today with Good Girl Chocolate.
You know, I tell you, I would be remiss if I didn't say my parents first. Mm-hmm. When it comes to support, they are my number one supporters. As a matter of fact, right now, it's so hard to find people to work right now. And my parents, who are retired, have stepped up and have been helping me in the store, you know, this past week, keep things together. Mm-hmm. But I believe your network is very important. You know, there's that saying, your network is your net worth. But it really, really is about building relationships. I am an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have a network from my sorority sisters, you know, who came together and supported me my first, you know, week open. Uh-huh. You already know my good friend, Kim Coles, you know, uh-huh. She has definitely opened up some amazing, amazing doors for me. Uh-huh. But it's really about relationships. You know, I think your character and who you are is very important. And people are going to see that. People are going to see that uniqueness about you. And I'm a believer. I believe in God. God is first in my mm-hmm, life. Mm-hmm. And I've just been so blessed with people who love me, people who have embraced me,
absolutely.
People who have helped me get to where I am today. I am truly grateful. I went through the Oklahoma City Thunder Accelerator Program here mm-hmm. in Oklahoma City, mm-hmm. and I came out with my first investor. And it was that investor who helped me because I had to totally redo this store in Penn Square Mall mm-hmm. from drop ceilings to electrical to equipment that's $15,000 a piece. Mm-hmm. So all of that costs money. And I'm just excited. I'm excited about the growth. I'm excited about the wholesale opportunities that are out there that have approached me. It's just an exciting time. I'm thinking about opening up for another investor fund here in the fall. And it's just It's truly about relationships. And I'm excited about sitting here with you, talking to you and on your show. And I appreciate the opportunity. And thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
Well, thank you for this Good Girl Chocolate. First of all, let's go and be real. It's a selfish motivation here. You know, you give me something good, I got to talk to you about how good it is. And it's really, I can't wait to get in this little bag of tricks right here, the little cover with those pecan nuts. This is going to be my favorite.
Let me tell you, that pecan fudge, I don't know if we can even let you dig on it, if you can dig in on it on the show, but that pecan fudge truffle that's in that pink box, woo! That's probably going to be your favorite.
Phenomenal. But you know, I already told me, Rashawn, you know, in morsels, in moderation. So I'm working on this. I can't immediately bust open this little package here. Especially when you're just wrapping up surgery. But more importantly, just wanted to tell your story. I just, you know, and this, there's always a great story. There's always, the product's fantastic. Let's move past that. But what made that product a reality? And the reality is through personal triumph. A reality is trying to change not only your lives, but other people's lives through your empowerment. And it started with your book. It started when you were 16 years old. It started with you not accepting the fact that this is going to be your life and you didn't want it to be your life. It started through your education. It started through you realizing that the way you look was limiting your dreams and you had to change that. But more importantly, Dr. Carr, your product is amazing. Don't let the word vegan run you away from this product. It is what it is, but it's for you. It tastes good. Everybody knows I'm a dessert nut. I am a foodie. When I say something is good, that you should stamp that as a reality. I do not allow people to come on my show and then, you know, eat their food and then go around the corner and spit it out. That's not how it works on Money Making Conversation. This is fantastic. And I will be dining on this weekend. Thank you very much for coming on the show, Dr. Carr.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I have enjoyed this time. I love talking about health and wellness. I love talking about Good Girl Chocolate. And I love to inspire and empower women.
Well, you did it all in this interview. I'd like to believe we hit all those touch points, okay? If you want to hear or see any of my interviews, please go to moneymakingconversation.com. I am Rashawn McDonald. I am your host.
In this season of giving, Kohl's has gifts for all your loved ones. For those who like to keep it cozy, find fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Or support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide. Give with all your heart this season with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
Whatever business you're in, growth isn't just about getting bigger. At ADP, we believe it's about getting stronger by turning data into insights so you can build teams that work as teams. By using our AI technology to help catch payroll errors before they're errors. And by keeping ahead of thousands of changing regulations so you can keep ahead of everything else. ADP helps businesses like yours grow stronger every day. ADP, HR, talent, time, and payroll.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.